All right, and welcome everyone to another Sunday afternoon Revolution Radio's Can't Look Ball. I'm also on PSN Radio and hope to be on Alt Ireland Radio here very soon, as soon as I can grab that stream. As the promo says, we are listener supported, so if you like what we're doing and you like the information, please go out there and hit the donate button. We are all listener supported in everything that we do. I have three very, very special guests on today. My first one is a young man from Ireland. His name is Rhys Byrne. Rhys is an extraordinarily gifted 19-year-old. From a young age, Rhys was seeing dead people. They have come to him in visions as they had died. Let me get some of this stuff out of the way here so I can read this. They would come to him in his vision as they died. If they were burned, they would show with the burns, stroke. I guess I'm not understanding this very much. Stroke that they would be distorted fancily, etc. Over the years, Rhys began to come to terms with his experience. At age 15, Rhys was placed into a coma due to an accident. When he came out of the coma, he was possessed by a demon, which was attached to his third eye, his pineal gland. Rhys has also recently, in the recent past here, become a Buddhist. Prior to have been put into a coma, he was helped by the Buddhist monk, who spent 2 weeks doing an exorcism on him. Rhys decided that he wanted to go to India, where he eventually went on to become a Buddhist. So I want to welcome Rhys Byrne to the show. Welcome, Rhys.
Hi, how's it going? Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. I also want to introduce a friend of mine. I'm just going to call her Jasmine. That's all for now. She's interested in you and interested in what you've been doing, and she wants to ask some questions also. Welcome to you also, Jasmine.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, you're very welcome. I guess first thing we ought to do, Rhys, is get a little bit of your background. I know you are just 19, but it sounds like you've had some harrowing experiences so far.
Yeah, no, life so far has been pretty traumatic. But as I said there when you were reading that out, like, as from a young age, I've always seen spirits will come to me. So if they came to me in a car crash, if they were born, I would see them in that way. It's not that they come to me in all perfect condition. No, it was whatever way they died, it's the way I'd see them. And from a young age, it kind of used to freak me out a little bit, you know what I mean? Because I was thinking, am I going crazy? Is this actually real? And who do I turn to, you know what I mean? So growing up with it was pretty difficult now to do. But I finally just, I overcome it and learned to adapt to it. And I am now where I am because when I ended up in a coma, when I woke up, my spiritual awareness was through the roof. It was never like this before. And also my knowledge that I had from the coma about Buddhism, that was through the roof as well. And because before I went into the coma, I know a bit about Buddhism, that was it. But I didn't know as much as I knew when I came out. And when I came out of the coma, there was I met a monk, and he was teaching me a bit about Buddhism. And he helped me through all through Buddhism and through recovering from the coma. And so then eventually after that, I moved on to actually get the chance to go to India. And I trained over in India with the Buddhist monks, trained to become a monk. I didn't become fully ordained yet. I still have a few things I want to do first. But I trained as a monk. I'd what's called enigma is what they'd call it. So yeah, it's been a pretty hectic life so far, but I'm still surviving.
Yeah. I guess you... did you have any near-death experience when you was in a coma or anything like that?
When I was in the coma?
Yes.
Yeah, when I was in that coma, I was actually pronounced dead.
Oh, were you? Okay.
They had the room laid out in the hospital where they were going to lay my body out.
Oh, that's interesting. Do you have any question right off the bat, Jasmine? Do you have something you'd like to ask him quick or anything?
I do. I don't know how much time I have to speak. I have some personal experiences I've been going through. It's Rhys, isn't it?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. And I've had nowhere to turn. And I have a question. One of the questions I have is, do you know anything about soul fragments?
Soul fragments. In what way do you mean?
Well, inside of our body, we have our soul.
That's correct.
We have several layers of spiritual skins, if you will.
Okay.
We have our life force that is connected to God.
I wouldn't fully agree with that at all now, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Personally, I wouldn't agree with that because God, who is God and what is God, you know what I mean? So that you can't really say one thing for because one person. And what God are you talking about? Are you talking about in Christianity or what is it you're talking about? What God?
I'm not talking about a religion. I'm talking about actually our creator because I think all religions touch on it. I'm just talking about a being that is spiritual.
Okay.
So when I say God, I'm talking about a God force, like an energy, a white light.
Okay, yeah, that makes better sense, yep.
You're following me? Okay.
Yeah.
Inside each of our bodies, when we are in our mother's wombs, we are a body with a soul. Our soul is placed into our body, and God's white light, which is his love, is placed into our bodies as well. We have several layers or several skins inside of our bodies, and some of us are given spiritual gifts.
Okay.
Some of us can receive it later in life through death, through out-of-body experiences, near-death experiences, traumatic experiences, brain injuries, violent car accidents, anything to where your head or your body is damaged, specifically the head.
Yep.
Because that changes your brain chemistry and opens you up to being more aware. Or even if you had a traumatic injury during pregnancy when your mother was pregnant with you.
Okay.
Or even if you've had an experience with a psychic healer when you were in the womb, that can also open you up to other energies or activate certain areas of your brain so that when you're born, you can see things that most other people can't see because your sixth sense is activated, which is a certain area of your brain.
Yep, that's great.
Okay, so my question is, I wanted to know if you knew anything about soul fragments.
I would know them, but I would probably explain it in a different way to the way you explained it, but we'd be on the same kind of road.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah, no, you explained it pretty well. I'd use different words to explain things. I wouldn't really say God, even in an energy form, I wouldn't even use the word God, but no, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Okay. To me, God or God force or spirit or anything that created us as human beings is acceptable, mm-hmm. whether it's Buddhism, whether it's Christianity, whether it's Judaism, it's still a God force or it's still a spirit, it's still an energy force. Like Einstein said, E equals MC squared, or energy equals mass cubed to the second power. So basically everything has energy and everything has mass.
Okay, is this a question or?
Well, no, but what I'm saying is, when I'm thinking about who created us, I'm thinking more of it, more along the lines of a spiritual level.
You're talking who as in just one thing or plural, as in more than one?
I'm talking about God, God's source, our creator, even the Native Americans say creator, being an energy. I'm not
okay.
thinking of God being a little white man with a long beard.
Okay.
Okay. And being that when we die, or being that our souls are energy inside of our bodies, which are physical, which means they're spiritual. Which means we're connected to the spiritual. So when we die, we are going back to the spirit. And when we communicate with the other side, We are communicating telepathically, which is spiritual, which means we're not talking physically out loud like you and I are. We're hearing messages in a spiritual sense.
Okay.
So to say that God speaks telepathically in a spiritual sense, which means it's energy, it's not physical matter.
Okay, I kind of get where you're coming from. A bit lost, but I kind of get where you're coming from.
Say, Reese, I remember from talking to your mother that you can see auras and you can see see what's happened to people in their past. Or
True meditation, I can do that.
Can you?
Yeah, true meditation, I do. I don't always do it, you know, because you got to be careful when you're doing things like this. You bring stuff upon yourself.
Yeah.
So, but I know I have done it. I've done it on a few people that have been close to me.
Do you see like black shadows around people, or what they call black shadow people?
I'd say if somebody has something lurking around them, I definitely pick up on it.
Do you?
Definitely pick up on it, no matter what it is.
Go ahead, Jasmine.
What do you say? I have a question, and I didn't mean to be so long-winded.
That's
apologize.
Okay. I was trying to work on
something. The reason I brought this up is because I would like to think that I'm spiritually connected, that I've been connected before birth because of my experiences. And then also I sustained 2 traumatic brain injuries, which also helped me to have dreams that were prophetic in nature that ended up coming true. Recently, I was attacked by someone of very high power. And I've been dealing with some black energy.
Okay.
I don't subscribe to that way of thinking. So I'm looking to reconnect, if you will.
Yeah, no, definitely, yeah.
So I feel very out of touch. I feel like my third eye and also the back of my head has been attacked.
What we could do with that is the Facebook page. You can go into the Irish Teenage Demon Fire. You could probably go to that one. Would be the best one to go to. Go to that one and send through all the details of what's happening, and we'll see what we can do for you.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand that. I have Irish in my blood, too, but I'm too Americanized.
Say that Facebook page again.
Irish Teenage Demon Fire.
Okay. Irish Teenage Demon Fighter. Did you have something else, Jasmine, you want to follow up? Or?
I mean, I'm looking for someone to work with me is what I'm looking for. Someone who's very high level.
Working with you for what?
Trying to get these evil forces away?
To remove them. If you want them removed, yeah, that can be done. But,
that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, no, that can be done. Yeah, as I said, if you go onto that page, send through all the information about what's happening, no matter how bizarre or mad or crazy it might sound, send all the information through. And I'll have a look at it then, read it through, and then we'll be in contact with you via Skype.
Okay. Are there other people that work on there as well? So it's like a collective, it's a collection of different people that work within that specific website. They work together for the ultimate good. I mean...
What you mean?
I mean, has everyone worked? Are there a lot of different people that work on the site to help others?
The people that work on the site would want to help other people just as much as me, or they wouldn't be working with me. Because I only work with people that have positive energy, not negative energy. So, no, they're all positive people.
Okay. Is there a fee involved?
No, not a fee. Only, you won't have to really worry about it because you're in the States now, yeah? If it was a really serious situation where I'd have to travel, it'd only be travel expenses. That's what it would be.
Okay. But if you're doing it, I mean, you can actually do, I'm sure your energy can reach across the ocean.
Oh, yeah, I've done that before.
Right. So if you're going to do any kind of healing across the ocean, I'm sure that you can do that instead of actually having to travel. In some circumstances, I bet you do, but in most cases, no.
Oh, well, it depends on the situation. No situation is the same. So I'll assess the situation and see. And if I just think it could be done over Skype, there's no point in traveling all the thousand miles to get there, you know what I mean? So we'll do it over Skype. But Yeah, no, if you want help on it, you can get help, but it won't be any kind of, I don't do anything the way I do my spiritual work is not any way, you'd know. So it wouldn't be a healing, it wouldn't be like that. It, literally, just the way we're talking now, and when we're finished speaking, all the stuff that's around you will be gone. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
Say, Reese.
Okay.
Yep.
In your bio there, it says something about you. You've been having these experiences since you was a young boy. You wanna reflect on that and speak on that a little bit?
Yes, no problem. No, as I said, when I was younger, when I used to see deputies, around 5, 6, 7 maybe, I used to see all these people, and growing up that age, seeing things like that, it can be difficult, you know what I mean? Because you're 7 years old and you're thinking, hold on a second now, you don't know what's going on, you know what I mean? You don't know if you can go to say to somebody that, oh, I'm seeing dead people, you know what I mean? Because no matter what age you are, they'd lock you up for saying something like that. So I couldn't really say it, but I said it to me ma before, and she... Oh, it's mother, we call ma over here.
Yeah, and, your ma. Your pa and your ma.
Yeah. And she believed me about it, which was good, because it took pressure off my shoulders, knowing that's okay, it's not just me now, somebody does know it is.
Certainly, certainly.
You know what I mean? Because I was going mad at myself, thinking, because I was afraid to go to bed at night. And how I overcame it was, actually, from being afraid of the dark, was during the night when it was pitch black, everybody was asleep, I got into my wardrobe. And this might sound crazy or stupid thing to do, but it helps me. I got into my wardrobe and I sat in the wardrobe, closed the door, and it was pitch black, and I said, there's anything there that wants to get me, come get me now. And from that moment on, after that, when nothing happened to me, that's it. That's why I continued on with the walk, and that's why I'm not afraid of anything.
You knew you was going to be safe then, huh?
Yeah, I knew that after. I knew I had the power then, you know, because I don't fear anything but fear itself.
What did the spirits look like? Did they actually have like physical bodies, or were they like...
They know the physical body, it would be like standing there.
An apparition?
Yeah, like it's right. If you could see me right, if I stand in front of you right now, that's the exact way.
Okay.
You would see it.
Just about almost like a physical body.
Almost like a physical body, yeah.
That's pretty.
And it's not one of them things that you see in the corner of your eye if you look and then it blinks.
Yeah, right.
And then it's gone. It's one of them things when you blink and turn around, it's still standing there looking at you. Kind of thing, you know.
What do you think the afterworld is? I mean, what do you think of the afterworld? Is it another dimension, or is it another universe, maybe? Or
maybe another universe, yeah. It could be another universe, maybe. You know what I mean? It's not this, people think you go up to these pearly gates and you go in and live in heaven. No, that's a lot of bull. You know what I mean? That doesn't happen. That's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this planet as well, this planet where we live on is our heaven and hell. It's just the size of what path we take.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That's it. You know what I mean? We have our paths. We've given two paths.
Well,
they're both bumpy. You know what I mean? One's right, yeah, and one's wrong. It's up to you to decide. And when you make a wrong path, you learn from your mistake.
Yeah.
And you move on to the right one. So
I think we're actually living on hell right now, Reese. But the afterlife is going to be the heaven, if you want to call it that. Or
yeah, I know what you mean. That's when we're actually going to find consciousness.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It depends on what kind of a life you lead, whether you will go to a higher, more
a higher realm of a kind,
higher,
yeah,
realm of spirituality, or whether you will be in the pits of hell, in the fiery pits, or whatever they call it, you know.
Yeah, but I think when it comes to hell, I think conscience can be hell.
Sure, it can be.
You know what I mean? So that be hell enough for anybody. You know what I mean? So. It's a lot of people out there, you know, I mean, that's when it comes to our religions. That's why when that girl, I wasn't having a go though, but when she mentions about God and religions, that none of that stands to me, because it doesn't make sense. It's all false. It's an illusion, the whole lot of it, you know. So that's why when she said God, I didn't know what she was talking about. But,
okay,
this Jesus and all these things that people say, follow this way in the light of Jesus and he'd be your savior and all this. You know, I mean, how many times have they prayed for him when they're ill or when they're, it's short on money, or if something didn't go their way, they pray for to fix it, and he never does, because it's not there. It's all an illusion. It's all mind manipulation. That's all it is, you know. So people need to wake up. They're all unconscious, then, people. You know what I mean? Anyone that follows, when it really comes to religion, they're all unconscious, because you can't have a conscious conversation with somebody that lives in an illusion, you know. So
speaking of that, is there anyone that you've ever talked to who's had a near-death experience, or who's actually died and come back, who's ever met Jesus?
Well, to be honest with you, if somebody told me that they met Jesus, now I wouldn't believe it, because it's not true. You know what I mean? If somebody I know people that have passed and then come back. Yeah, I have met a few people, and I know a few people, but none of them have ever come back and said to me that, yeah, I saw Jesus, because, no.
Because there's a lot of books out there that talk about it, and from personal experience,
Yeah, but that's just really somebody else's point of view in the end of the day, isn't it? And their view of Jesus. You know what I mean? Same as mine, but I'm sticking with mine.
Right, you know? I know, and I respect that, and I'm sticking. Everybody has their own point of view, you know, and I respect your point of view. But I think that the world is well-rounded, and coming from a perspective that everyone has their own point of view, then everyone has their own experience.
Everyone has,
and
that's
their own perception.
That's very true. That everyone has their own point of view. But due to the spiritual stuff that I have gone through and that I have seen through all the spiritual stuff I've done now, it has given me knowledge, not a point of view, knowledge, to know that Jesus and all that religion is not real. It's not that I have a point of view, it's the knowledge that I have of it. It's not real. You know what I mean? People just, they think there's this almighty father up there that you pray to and he'll make all your problems go away. That's not going to happen. It doesn't happen, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Well, Reese, I want...
I respect your point of view, but I've actually personally died 6 different times. And I've seen Jesus, and I'm not one of those people who's going to push my point of view on anyone. And I'm not going to accept anyone's point of view either, but I'm going to try to understand everyone's point of view. But when I pass, and I know you can laugh, I'm just telling you what I've experienced.
But I appreciate that you're sharing.
And he said, and he asked me, he said, are you ready to come now? Do you want to come? And I said, no, I'm not, because I want to raise my boys. And that's what happened to me. And I'm not saying that my perception is real. I'm just telling you what happened when my spirit left my physical body.
I appreciate you sharing the story, but I still stand my ground and say, anyone that tells me that they saw Jesus, they live in an illusion, a false reality. It's in their mind. It's all mind manipulation. You know what I mean? It's not real. And people, this is what I mean. This is why there is so much problems in the world nowadays, is because people have these so-called beliefs of these people that they see, and then they stand up to fight for their belief. And this is why we have these wars in the world, all because of beliefs like that. You know what I mean? So I don't support any of them. You know what I mean? There's only one belief, and that's natural living. You know what I mean? None of this man-made material governmental stuff. None of that. Just natural living off the land. She provides everything for us. You know what I mean? That's our heaven right there. Natural living. You know what I mean? Living the way we live now in this government environment, that's hell. Take all this away and you found heaven. So
take all governments away and you find heaven.
Yeah, take all government away. Take all this mind manipulation, all this with the schooling of kids as well, what these governments do to the kids, manipulating the mind with false history and this false, all these illusions of what this world's meant to be. They haven't got a clue, you know what I mean? So get rid of all them fellas in their nice fancy suits with their big cars. I'm bringing them down to our level and show them.
Yes,
this is what
exactly.
You know, it's funny that you guys should say that. You know, a lot of people out there were maybe brainwashed, but the thing is I was raised in occult churches all of my life. I went to ashrams. I was taught the Buddhist way. I don't disagree with any of the ways out there whatsoever. But I wasn't raised in a church ever.
Okay.
Girl, I went to church, a Catholic church.
But Jesus Christ is a church belief, though, isn't he?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Say that again, please.
Jesus Christ would be someone that's worshipped in a church, so that's why I said Jesus Christ. You know, I mean, you said you saw and spoke to Jesus Christ. Well, to be honest with you, if most people got the opportunity to talk to Jesus Christ, I think they'd ask for more than just to come back. I think they'd ask for a few extra things for when they come back. You know what I mean? So when somebody says to me they've spoken to Jesus Christ, it doesn't register in my head. My brain waves are a much higher level than that now. That's just my personal
opinion. I'm just telling you, I can understand what you're saying. I'm just telling you what I personally experienced, and at that time I was far from religious at all.
I believe that's what you, maybe that's what you experienced, but in my eyes, if I experienced that after when I passed, I would consider that when I came back into my physical form an illusion.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the
thing. I would consider that a real thing.
I'm not sure exactly what you've experienced. Maybe we all experience different things. You know, when I was laying on the operating table, I experienced seeing Jesus asking me if I was ready to pass. When you
is that? It was that. Is that? Is only. See, because you have to ask yourself now as well. Is that because you wanted that for Jesus to come to you? So your mind plays up on it. You know what I mean? Did you, you wanted, you would like to know that Jesus came to you to ask you to come back in, and your mind manipulates it, making you think that this illusion right here is real, and then you come back saying that I talked to Jesus, where in actual fact, it's just your mind manipulating you. That's all it is. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to say. It's not real.
It's an interesting perception for sure.
I want to get to more some of the demonology and stuff like that, Reese.
Yeah, it's no problem.
What do people look like? Do they have a physical change whenever they're released from being possessed?
Yeah, no, well, when people are possessed, usually when most people are possessed, sometimes they can just look like ordinary people, just like us, you know, so that can make it difficult. But if you can pick up on the energy of them, you know what you're dealing with. There's not many people that can, you know. Yeah. But if somebody, when somebody's been possessed by a demonic, it's more that it, when it leaves, it, that's never the full person anymore. They always take that little bit extra with them.
Do they?
You know, yeah, it's always, there's always something missing out. But maybe the person used to smile a certain way and doesn't smile the same way now anymore. You know what I mean? Little things like this that they take away, which can have a big impact on people. You know what I mean? People be afraid to go out in public now, you know what I mean? So it's very, it can be hard on people, but that's why I provide the services to help them. You know, that's why I don't charge. I only charge travel expenses, which anybody can understand, you know.
Certainly. What do, what are some of the things that you have to do to release a demon?
Well, all I do, my exorcisms, the way I do my exorcisms, right? What I do is I don't go in with a Bible. I don't go in hitting people over the head with a crucifix at times. Like,
the holy water, huh? Know?
Yeah, all this kind of stuff, and then the skin starts to melt. No, I don't. That's not it. That's all illusion. You know what I
that's
do
for
is
the
I
movies.
Go in.
That's
there's
for
situations
the movies.
Where people can be very violent, but what you got to do is that person's there, even if they're possessed. That person is still there. So all you have to do is listen for the person. Just listen, and once you listen, then they know you're listening. Then you gain the trust, and then you can do what you got to do to get rid of it. And what I do is, you see the way we're speaking now.
Yes,
exorcism will be complete.
Yeah, can you see somebody's true spirit in behind the demon?
Oh, I can. If I know when there's always it's always there.
It's
because
yeah.
It's part of that physical form, so it always lurks in a way that it is there. But if a demonic gets full possession over somebody's body, I mean 100% possession, there's really, really very little hope.
Is there?
Very little hope. You know, that's why I advise people, don't be messing. I mean, with the Ouija boards. All these people messing with Ouija boards nowadays, you know what I mean? People think these are a game. It's just equivalent to putting a six-shooter in your mouth and squeezing the trigger and hoping it won't kill it.
Five times, yeah.
Exactly, you know what I mean? So, you know, what's the chances? You want to take them chances just so you can amuse yourselves with your friends? It's not worth it, you know what I mean? And people are just ignorant out there and think it's okay. And I want to mention these big companies about, like, Apple, all these, Google, Toys R Us, all these big, huge companies, corporates, are now supplying Ouija boards in the Toys R Us toy shop and the kids section and all the kids section.
On virtual machines?
Huh?
You said Apple. Are they putting
Apple,
them on?
Yeah, they're Apple supplying now an app.
Oh, okay.
A Ouija board app. That's... You know what I mean? And I want to call them out on air, and I hope they're listening or somebody's listening that rings them and gets in touch with them, because I'll be in touch with them. You know, I'm calling them out because they can get it, they can come out now behind their big fancy name, Apple. And they can stand with the real people of the world, you know what I mean? Because they live this, they live in illusion just because they have their monies are full, their pockets are full. They think they can do what they want, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's time for a bit of revenge and tell the government where to go and show them that we don't need them, that we can govern our own lives.
Yeah. Well, do you know the Apple insignia, it's a Apple that's had a bite taken out of it, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's allegedly that's supposed to signify the original sin in the Garden of Eden. When the serpent talked to Eve into taking the apple and taking a bite out of it, that's what that's supposed to signify, allegedly, anyways. But
wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
No, an apple. You know, I mean, these big companies that are scam artists, thieves, cowards—all these in one, well, hiding behind their—they're
just out
their
for the buck.
Fancy buddies.
Yeah, they're just
you
out for
mean?
The buck.
They're lazy people. You know, I mean, they shouldn't. They should be cast out. Just literally cast it. We don't need them. We live in a proper world, you know what I mean? We're no more high class, middle class, and lower class. No, everybody's the same class. We're human, you know what I mean? We all have the same blood going through us, you know what
no
I mean?
More
so,
races. It's all just the human race.
You know, I mean, all species, exactly. You know, I mean, we're all there. And these government people, they're not human anymore. They're animals. You know, I mean, these are wild creatures. They're just out to suck the blood from people.
Yeah.
Vampires is what they are.
They are. Parasites. Vampires. Parasites. Do you have another question? Well,
they just keep populating as well. They keep breeding like rabbits. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, the wrong people are in control. That's for sure.
Exactly.
Do you have another question, Jasmine? Jasmine, are you there?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, do you have another question?
He pretty much told me where I need to go. So I guess I'm going to have to go check out his website and stuff like that. I don't know.
Not another question?
No.
Oh, well.
Right now.
Yeah, we can continue on. Are you able to talk about any success stories, Reese, or anything like that? I mean, without naming names and...
I don't really talk about much of them because I don't like to divulge information. I don't divulge information about any of them because it's all private.
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly don't want any kind of names or situations or towns or cities or like that.
Situations where it's been a sexual demonic that has possessed somebody's body, you know what I mean? So situations like there's nothing really when it comes out there, because before I was dealing with demons, it was black magic and all I was dealing with.
Oh, was it?
Before I let the demons.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, yeah, well, black magic is, you know what I mean, it's interesting in a way, you know what I mean? When people, black magic is so simple, you know what I mean? All I got somebody's got to do is make contact with you, shake your hand, get a bit of your hair off your head, anything like that, which is simple. Anyone could do it anywhere if you're walking out in the streets and you wouldn't even know it. And they have enough now to be able to put courses on people. You know what I mean? So it's very, very difficult out there when you're coming up against black magic. But once you learn it and you know it, then you can fight it.
It's
not easy to learn.
By the black magic, do you mean the Ouija boards and stuff like that? Or?
Yeah, you got to know how to control them. Yeah, you have to know how to control them because the Ouija board will kill it. Ouija board will kill you. And when people think it's okay, oh, we just see the Ouija board and nothing's happened. Okay, that's nice and jolly right now. We wait. You know what I mean? He might not come for another 20 years, or he might come and get you when you're on your deathbed and see how big and happy you are then. You know? So when they come and get you, because he's going to come and get you at one stage. So when people think, oh, well, I'll die, I'll go to heaven. No. He'll be waiting there first.
Yeah. Before the show, we talked, Reese, we talked... You talked about a friend of yours, one of the whalers. I can imagine they being Jamaican, they can talk about black magic quite a bit, can't they?
Well, it would be in the African culture, there would be black magic there. But the guys I know, he wouldn't be into black magic, you know what I mean? Natural living, you know what I mean? So
no,
wouldn't
I
be
don't.
Adding into that. But there's a few people out there that I know from my past that would be into black magic now. Big time into black magic, you know what I mean? But I've distanced myself big time from them. You know what I mean? So you gotta be very careful out there, because especially the line of work I do, there's always somebody that wants to get me. You know what I mean? There's always people out there trying to get me. So, and there's people trying to stop me doing what I do, and cults, all these big religious groups. I'm Satan. Who's Satan? You know what I mean? Do I look scared? You know what I mean? So it's a difficult line of work. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. How do you protect yourself in those situations?
Power over the mind.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Power over the mind.
Okay, so, all right. So it's mind control.
No, it's power over the mind. Very simple. Step outside the box. Don't need your mind. Your mind's always going to be against you, because anything your mind thinks of is just a thought. It's not real. So you step outside your mind and see if things what they really are, and then you have power over the mind, and then you'll be able to do incredible things.
I can understand that. A lot of times we can be our own worst enemies when it comes to our own mind. We can talk ourselves into some kind of medical disease, you know?
We have. It's called religion.
Well,
there you go. That's what we've done. You know, I mean, that's a good way of putting it. We talk ourselves into these. It's like an illness because it's everywhere now in the world. Like, you look at what's going on with all the Muslims with Allah. They believe it's right to cut off people's heads and to sexually assault young kids and all this and beat women and
stone
just because their religion says it.
Stone people in the streets, yeah.
Exactly. You know what I mean? That's not human. That's not right. Just because their religion says it. That's what I mean. Religion is the cause of everything. You know what I mean? It's all a big illusion, but people walk themselves into it. So, what can we do? You know, I mean, this is a war we're fighting pretty much, and we're just going to have to keep fighting on. You know, I mean, it's natural people out there, you know, I mean, that understand the meaning of life. And we're starting to come together now, and when we do, it's going to be a revolution in this country and the world.
Yeah.
Definitely going to be a revolution. There's going to be no more higher class, middle class, lower class. It's just going to be natural living.
Yeah. What is Buddhism? So what is Buddhism really all about then? It's more about spirituality well, though, isn't it?
Well, Buddhism, there's many teachings of Buddhism, you know, I mean, it depends. Like, the teaching of Buddhism that I was learning was Tibetan Buddhism, and there's the teachings, yeah, about spiritual stuff, but Buddhism is a natural way of life, you know what I mean? It's treat people the way you'd like to be treated, respect the land, you know, respect the earth that you live on, you know what I mean? We disrespect it every day. You know what I mean? Don't see yourself as higher or lower than somebody. See everyone as an equal. You know what I mean? So that's where the Buddhism comes in. So it's, if people could just even, not even that, people just need to start understanding what they're saying when they're saying it. Because they're saying words, but they haven't got a clue what they mean. You know what I mean? So they need to start understanding words. And I'm doing that now a lot more. I'm starting to study words now to understand the true meaning of words. Because what's the point of saying something you don't understand it? You know what I mean? It's no use to anybody. So people just need to wake up and start finding consciousness and stop being
certainly
an itch that we can't scratch.
Yeah. You also just recently come to the States not much more than a year ago, didn't you?
Yeah, a while back I was in the States, yeah.
It wasn't very long, was it?
No, it wasn't too long when I was in the States, no. Not too long. But I was there for a while.
Yeah? Where did you go, actually?
I was in New York.
Oh.
And I was in Las Vegas and Alaska.
Oh, okay. Interesting, diverse, different states there.
Yeah, well, I like it. Vegas was nice. New York was what we would call a kip. It means we don't like it. It's a concrete jungle.
Yeah,
you know,
about like going to London or something.
Yeah, where Alaska now was my favorite. That was my whole family's favorite now, Alaska. Yeah. When you're out in the wild, you know what I mean? There's nothing but trees. You're hearing the wolves at night. You see the aurora borealis. You know what I mean? That's natural living.
Yes, it is.
You know, that's what you live by nature. You live side by side, you know.
Yeah, I've traveled the all of the entire 48 lower states here, and Alaska is one of the two states I haven't been to. Hawaii is the other. I want to go to Alaska. I would actually like to live there someday. It's such a vast, open country, you know. It's
same as myself. One day I will live there too.
A lot of wide open spaces and just a lot of people you don't want to be around or are not there.
Exactly. There's nobody but you and the trees and the animals.
Yeah.
That's what you want. Animals listen to you. They don't talk back.
Well, yeah, they don't talk back, but they might fight back.
Oh, that's why you have fists yourself.
But I was going to go somewhere else. I forgot. I know what it was. I know what I have a lot of problem with religious people is being hypocrisy, you know, saying one thing and then doing a different.
A whole lot of them.
Yeah. Well, it's not just religious people that'll do this too, but non-religious people will do that. They'll say one thing and then do it differently, you know, do something different. I think if people were a lot more pragmatic and a lot more in tone with their own spirit, they might not do these kind of things.
Exactly, because the people that like have a religion, they're nice. Some of them are nice people, you know, but some of them aren't. But there's some that are nice people, but they're just manipulated and brainwashed by a religion. You know what I mean? So the true self doesn't come out, you know, because their true self might be seen as a sin in their God's eyes. You know what I mean? So it holds people back. Yeah. You know, so people need to just wake up and just get on with the life, understand your own mind, and then get on with your life.
What do you have for the future? What do you have coming up? I mean, what are you going to do in the future here?
Oh, well, the future, I have my campaign now so far going for People Against Ouija Boards. That's on Facebook. Check that out as well. I have the spiritual intervention page. That's for cursed objects and healings and stuff like that. So check that one out. And then the Irish Teenage Demon Fight, which is specifically just for demons and dark energy. So, and also Ultima Haunted Ireland in 2015. I'll be on that now as well. So yeah, there's a lot coming up.
Explain what that is.
Well, it's a TV show, paranormal TV show, right? But it's not like anything that you've ever seen before. It's not like these other shows out there that, you know, I mean, that don't have a clue really what they're doing. I mean, they ask for something to happen, then they hear a penny drop, and then they're running out the door.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's not paranormal. You just asked it to do something, and it did it, and you run. You know what I mean? It's disrespectful. So the way our show is, you know, I mean, if we see a demon, you know what I mean, everyone on our team is an expert in what they do, experts in what they do. So when it comes to a situation where there's a demon, you know what I mean, and if we see it there and it's throwing stuff at us, we're going to throw stuff back. You know what I mean? We're proper paranormal team. It's like stuff you'd have to see it.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't believe it. It's not like anyone's ever seen before. So it's not like all these other the paranormal shows that they don't have a clue what they're doing at all in any shape or form.
What kind of things have you done? How many years has this show been on? How many seasons?
Huh?
How many seasons has this show
been
on?
It's been aired in 2015.
Oh, it hasn't started yet.
Oh, no. It's ready to go. It's going to be aired in 2015.
I see. Okay. That's pretty wild. Do you want to talk about the players that are on your team there, or is that still?
Well, I don't know if I would, because I don't know if they'd maybe want to be spoken to about on the radio.
That's all right.
But no, the crew that we have, you know, what I mean, they're a good crew. They know what we're doing. We all get along. You know, I mean, when it comes down to work time, we work. When it comes to relaxing time, we relax. You know what I mean? But whatever, we're ready to go. So once it comes to 2015, the show, everybody will start getting it.
Yeah.
So people's minds will be blown.
How is this going to be different than the, like some of the American Ghost Hunter shows, or I think there's a British Ghost Hunter show?
Yeah, most haunted. Yeah, well, you see, with all these paranormal shows, they're very predictable. You know, I mean, you can tell what's going to happen next. So if it was actually a real energy doing something, how are you going to know what's going to happen next?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're immature. They haven't got a clue what they're doing. And I personally, when it comes to the one in England now, that personally, I can't stand that show, because they condone Ouija boards. You know, I mean, they use them on the show, say it's okay, which is very wrong. There's kids that watch that show, so they're condoning. And if you condone a Ouija board, in my eyes, you condone death. So we'll have to do something with that as well. And no, the American Ghost Hunters, it's the same. That's all it is. It's the same thing over and over again. It's very boring. Very boring. You know, I mean, there's nothing that makes you jump out of your seat. You'd sit there and you'd hear a noise, say, oh, that was nice. You know what I mean? You wouldn't jump out of your seat and fly. And with Ultima Haunted Island,
right,
there's not going to be this where somebody, you know, I mean, somebody could get possessed. That's going to be filmed. They're going to see that. That's not going to be cut out seeing what people aren't going to see, what really happens with the paranormal. It's going to be right there in front of you. So that's why when Ultima comes out, you're going to see raw footage of paranormal. And one of the most haunted places in the world, which is Ireland.
Yeah. I actually watched a few of them American shows back, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, something like that. It just looked like a lot of stuff was staged to me.
That's all it is. It's all kids playing with cameras.
And special effects and stuff like that, too, huh?
Yeah, but it's just they're big kids playing with cameras. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, they don't really know what they're doing. They're just, to be honest with you, they're in it for the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely win for the money. But if I was to pick between the two, for Most Haunted or those Ghost Hunters, I'd pick Ghost Hunters definitely to watch before Most Haunted, because I couldn't stand watching that show now.
Yeah.
So, but you know, there's some paranormal shows out there that are up and coming, some young people that are learning the ways and they're doing it the right way. But again, they're going to jump into it and they're just going to jump on the same path all the other ones jumped on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we're sailing now with this now, so we're on our way. So.
Well, without mentioning her name, you want to talk about your mom and your your mom and your family a little bit, or?
Yeah, no, I just want to say Maya's page is no longer victims.
Yeah.
Everyone checks them out on Facebook. As soon as you put it in, or Lurleen here, just put that in and look them up like that, and you'll see it. And all of the information there, she's got, I think, over 30 or 40 states, she's got pages set up to help everybody in each individual different states, no matter what it is. Sex trafficking, child abuse, manic stress, PTSD, mental disorders, anything, whatever it is, she's qualified. And she has all the certificates to prove it. She's qualified, and she's known, she's world-renowned, known for her work as well. So people, if you have any problems, definitely check that page out, because the help is there, and it will be given. And it's all free.
Yeah. Well, I mainly wanted to... I guess I was trying to get you to talk about you being the man of the family now, since...
just now, because it's me, my mother, and my little brother, and so, I would be the man of the house now already. But we all get along. We all have our arguments now and then. I mean, it's healthy to have arguments, because if you're all, friendly with each other all day, every day, it's not...
Yeah.
It's not healthy for you. You have to have an argument to tell somebody what you think of them now and then.
Certainly you do, even here in America.
Exactly. It's a natural thing to do. Yes, tell somebody what you think and then get on with it.
Yep.
So.
But you're your mom's protector, though, aren't you? I mean, you're the keep her safe, don't you?
Oh, you would keep her safe, yeah. Most sons would keep the mother safe, but I'd definitely be more protective of my mother now. Basically, I'm much rather ever hope my mother and I'd put them in a grave.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yes, exactly.
So, I don't care who they are or what they are or what what badge they have behind them. I'd put them down very quickly. I would be protective, but I'd expect everybody out there to protect the mother as well. You got to protect your mother. And when she brought you into this world, you got to look after her.
Yes, you do.
So she brought you up, now it's your turn. So people as well, people need to wise up. And all these teenagers out there as well, that they think just because they die, if they always play Ouija board, if they died, nobody's going to care. Well, hold on a second, it's going to affect your mother as well, people out there with Ouija boards, messing with them. I mean, they don't think it yourself. Don't be so selfish just to think, oh, well, if I die, I die. That's just you gone. What about other people? They have feelings, and it's going to hurt them, and it could really mess with their heads. So people out there need to stop messing around with these Ouija boards, and that's why I have a campaign, and I stand up against anybody that condones Ouija boards. I don't care who they are. I stand straight up face to face with them, because it's wrong and it's not right, and I'm going to get it banished.
You know what? I heard about Ouija boards being bad news back a long, long time ago, when I was a little boy, back 40 years ago. I heard they was bad news.
Oh, they are very bad news. People don't understand. It's not. This is not a game. This is not like a Monopoly game.
Yeah.
Ain't no winner at the end of this.
Yeah, you don't get to collect $200,000.
Exactly. You don't get $200. And I can help people if they play Ouija boards, but they have to tell me that they've played them as well.
Yeah.
And I'll know if they're lying to me too, as well. I just want to pop that out there too. So people think they're lying to me about things. I pick up on it. And the only person that will look like a fool in the end is them.
Is them. Yeah.
And people still need to stop being ignorant. If you have a problem, don't be afraid to ask for help. The help is there. It's up to them to get up and go and get it. It's right there.
It is. And that's sorry. That's really
to travel anywhere in the world to help somebody.
Yeah. That's really the shame with a lot of people. Whether it's pride or some other kind of thing that keeps them from asking help from people.
Yeah, but see, it's most men out there as well. They think, if I ask for help, I'm not really much. It doesn't tell you. The bigger man will ask for help. You can't deal with everything on your own.
No, you can't.
So ask for help if it's there, and don't be afraid, because any information they give me is not going to be divulged to anyone, even people on my team. So if I read that email, there's no one else is going to know about that email but me.
Yeah.
Not even the other people on my team. So people need to know that the information is there and it's safe. Nobody will ever get the information. Not even if they try to hack in, none of this stuff, they won't get the information.
That's right. It really takes a bigger man to realize that he needes help.
It does, yeah, because everyone got to understand as well, anything bad that happened in life, you have to take responsibility for that yourself too. You know, because if you don't take responsibility for things, you're just blaming things.
Yeah.
You have to be able to take self-responsibility for any actions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if it comes to an area where you're walking down the street and you get jumped, okay, it's not your fault that you got beat up, but you got to think, you chose to walk down that road. So take responsibility for that you chose to walk that road. Do you know what I mean? So people need to wake up. They're all asleep at the moment.
Yes, they are. A lot of them are.
You know?
A lot of them still go out and vote for politicians, and they'll still go out and get the poisonous food that they put in the stores, and they'll still go out and drink the poisonous drinks, you know, and they might hear what you're saying, but they're just not listening. I guess that's a good way to say it.
I just have to knock on that front door, so.
Yeah. Well, we've only got about a minute and a half to 2 minutes. Would you like to carry us out here?
I just wanted people know to check out the Irish Teenage Demon Fighter page on Facebook, my spiritual intervention page on Facebook, and I think they're also on Twitter as well, I think the Demon pages, and check out the People Against the Ouija Boards. Like and share them as well, people out there, because we need to pass this around. Because if you don't like and share it, you know what I mean, you're condoning death. You know, because if you think it's wrong, you put in the effort just to press that button just to share it. So please, people, do that.
Yeah. There's my music, Reese. There's my music, Reese. So thank you for coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Robert.
All right. Have a good day over there. And we will be right back, everyone, just after the break.